Then he asked if he could smell my sweet spot.
Even Shane stopped using that line.
I keep getting raped. It rapes and rapes all the time, but there's never any people around me.
Who?
Hi, this is Ben of Penn and Teller. You're listening to Three Ring Radio, but I've been known to lie.
You're not a man of God! 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 You're not a man of God!
Christina.
You're not a man of God! 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 You're not a man of God!
You can say that again, sister. All right. Well, welcome to the horrible Three Ring Radio. Horrible because I messed up a whole interview. I talked to Eric Cash for a full hour today, and it didn't turn out. So that really bums me out. Anyway, a lot to talk about this hour. Let me turn down the music here. Seem to do that. Okay, looks like I've got that taken care of. That Motley Crue under music is getting to me, but it's all for a good thing. The Satan's rocking 666 Eve. I mean, what else can you have when you're throwing a Satan party in LA? But LA's, well, there's Iron Maiden in England, you know, with Number of the Beast, and there's Motley Crue with Shot at the Devil. When I think of funny metal stuff, it's Motley Crue ranks up there. Not that metal is a joke, because metal is most certainly not a joke. Metal has never been a joke, but it's fun. So some people equal that with funny. Anyway. Satan's Rockin' 666 Eve. It's only getting better, folks. A lot of stuff is getting added. A lot of the performers are getting excited. And me and Amy, my wife, we've been saving this for a little... I guess we've been waiting until they got back from the printers. But we both have new books, or magazines, as we like to call them. But because they're perfect bound, you almost want to call them a book. But we both put out... we have two new magazines out. And we're releasing them on the 6th of June, 2006. So we have three books that will be premiering at Satan's Rockin' 666 Eve. And that is Amy's new book called Hellraiser. I'm going to call them a magazine. So Amy's new magazine, Hellraiser Homemaker. And I got to say, I'm pretty impressed with what she's put together. And I don't just say that because she's my wife. If anything, I'm a lot harder on her because she's my wife. But it's really, I think it's a really fine addition to our family. She even has this exclusive interview with Paula Pioge. That's Genesis Pioge's ex-wife and a third of the of Psychic TV. She's a third founder. So that's pretty exciting. No one spoke to her in like 10, 15 years. So that's a good one. I have, continuing in the true crime warped mind vein, I have the True Crime Warped Mind book number one. And this is a compilation of stuff I've collected over the years from serial killers and criminals, school shooters, what have you. It's a really a lot of hard to find stuff and some exclusive stuff at that. I've got the complete Unabomber Manifesto in there. I've got some articles that Ted Kaczynski wrote that have not been published that are sort of a continuation on the Unabomber Manifesto. I'm really excited about that part of it. I also have, I have so many. I have so much good stuff in there. I'm really excited about that, and I'm excited about the school shooter stuff. I have Kip Kinkle, in his own words, speaking. He's one of the great ones as far as school shooters go. And I also have Jeff Weiss, the Minnesotan school shooter, the Indian school shooter. And he wrote a three-part story before his death. And I picked this up when I went down to the reservation to do some interviews. So we have that. And then we have, exciting news, the third book is I published Might is Right 10 years ago and had Dr. Anton LaVey's foreword in it. And so this is the 10th anniversary of that. And so I republished it. And this time Peter Gilmore wrote the afterword. So we have a new printing of Might is Right out there with the Peter Gilmore afterword and Anton LaVey's foreword. And the cover is done by a COS member, Nick. I'd like to say his name is Scrade, you know, but I'm a retard. Let me grab the book real quick. Hold on. Okay, I know Matt Paradise is cursing right now because he says the dead air is very, very unprofessional. He's probably right. Well, what I mean, it's probably, he is right. He's a professional broadcaster. Yeah, cover art, Nick Scrade, S-K-R-A-D-E. I like it. So we have three new books out that we'll be bringing to L.A. Stop by Zen Sushi on June 5th for Satan's Rockin' 666 Eve. And you'll be able to pick up a copy of those books. You'll be one of the first kids on the block. And me and Amy will be there to personally hand them to you and take your money. So, you know, that means a whole lot of nothing, I'm sure. But I'm sure if you ask Amy Nice, she'll sign her book or her magazine. And you should, because it's a really nice compilation. Me, on the other hand, I charge $5 a signature. So, you know, just you can buy me a beer. I'll do that. Anyway, June 5th, Zen Sushi. Me and my wife will be premiering our new magazines, and I hope you'll stop by and check that out. Again, this week I had a cool interview with Eric Cash, and I'm going to have to recall him and redo that interview. But I thought right now I'd play a little clip. Tuesday, May 9th, FX Channel is going to be doing, they did a documentary on 666, and Radio Free Satan will be in that documentary, as well as Matt Zane from Society One, and hopefully the poster for the 666 event that we're doing, the 666 Eve event. Anyway, I taped a little bit of my phone conversation with one of the producers, and it's sort of a fun listen, so I hope you enjoy that. I'm going to play that. I'll play a song, and I'll be back. So stay tuned, everybody, and make sure to go to evilnow.com if you're interested in checking out those books. Evilnow.com, where evil is now. Yeah. And go check out Hellraiser Homemaker number 1, True Crime Warped Minds book 1, and Might is Right 2006 with the Peter Gilmore afterward. Okay. Here's that Omen clip that I promised you.
And Ozzy and Black Sabbath and all that. And we were showing, the difference of all this is they're not treating it as simply a documentary. They're treating it with a stricter lens. So in a normal editorial sense, you can make a documentary that talks about the history of music, get a license, a photograph of the Rolling Stones and show it, and because it's editorial, because it's news, that's fine. In this particular case, they're saying, no, we're not treating this as editorial, so you actually have to get Mick Jagger's permission.
And why is that? Is this because is it based around the Omen movie?
It's tied, there's an
Is it like an infomercial for The Omen?
No, not at all. It's not an infomercial for The Omen, but they're definitely consulting each other. The feature division of Fox, marketing The Omen, is involved in making sure that this piece goes on FX. So if you watch this piece, you won't, I mean, there are, we have a section in the third part of it that's about The Omen, that's about Hollywood, and we interview, you know, the filmmaker of The Omen and show a clip because naturally it's something that's appropriate.
So what
but
is
no,
this?
It's not an Omen infomercial. But because they're involved, because they're consulting, and all of a sudden the feature film division of Fox gets involved and says, well, this could be considered promotional materials, and so all of a sudden you have to get everybody's permission.
Oh, so that's why.
Yep.
Yeah, because I know Peter thought you were being overcaught. You know, I said, I think they're being crazy about this, and he said, looks like they're being overly cautious as
well. I think they're being crazy, too.
So this is, what is this show called?
Revelation 666.
Okay, and when do you think it'll be airing?
It should be airing on the 9th. It was originally supposed to air this Tuesday night. Now it's going to air the next Tuesday night, I believe at midnight, and then they're going to air it on the Fox Movie Channel, too, and internationally and stuff like that.
Will it get, like, a lot of repeated plays?
I think it's going to get a lot of repeated plays on Fox Movie Channel. That's what I just read. But they seem to be changing it, like, every minute. I think that there's a chance that this coming Tuesday night, like, it's already on the schedule. If you go to the FX website, it's already on the schedule for Tuesday night. So there's a chance what they're going to do is play the first, like, 30 seconds of it and then have it, like, kind of start breaking up and saying that the, due to a mysterious circumstance, the film was damaged and we'll have to show it next week.
Ooh,
you know,
that's
try
cool.
Try and create a little spookiness about it, you know? Because we tried to make it a very moody piece. We tried to not make it just a straight-up documentary, you know?
I like that. That's cool.
Yeah, it is fun. It's just the part that's not fun is what we're caught in right now, which is a legal department that is just basically saying, we want you to make something that's about the real world, but don't show anything in the real world. And that's just from my perspective, producing this piece. I'm like, what do you want me to do?
A lot of shadows and brick walls.
Exactly.
A lot of people, their feet walking.
Well, we did that. We did that, and as soon as we did that, all of a sudden they're like, well, that stuff's a little generic. I'm like, of course it's generic. We can't show a face. We can't show, you know, like, so it's. I apologize for offloading my frustration onto you, but it is ridiculous. It's ludicrous.
I like hearing it. My only concern is how am I going to get Radio Free Satan on there?
Oh, well, I don't think we have any trouble with that because you control, you know, I mean, you can talk about something and then graphically we can show the graphics, you know, just logos and stuff like that. And we're going to have Matt and Kirk talk about, they have a show together, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're going to have them talk about the show. No, that Radio Free Satan's definitely going to be on there.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And how do you get the show on there as well, the Eve of 666 show?
Well, we're going to have,
without the poster.
The Society One is going to be interviewed as a group, right? Yeah. And they're going to be talking about, they're going to come right after this guy who we spoke to who talks about a brief history of the introduction of satanic culture into rock music. So then we'll cut to Society One. And all of a sudden, they're like, that was the past, this is the now. Here's who we are. Here's what the kind of satanic culture means to us. Here's how it's different than maybe some other people who look at the satanic culture. Here's what we do. Here's some interesting stories about, I forget his name, the blues musician who supposedly made the deal with the devil.
Oh, yeah, Johnson. Willie
Something Johnson. Robert Johnson?
Robert Johnson,
yeah.
There you go.
You know, Matt was starting to talk to my other producer today about Robert Johnson, which is a really fascinating story. And then kind of like, I guess that's the whole impetus for why Matt does the hanging ritual. And so kind of talking about that, talking about the music, and then evolving into, but this is today and here's what it means not only to us but to people. For example, there's a huge event that's coming up. We're going to be playing in this. And there's a radio station. Like, it's just kind of like a laundry list of all the pop culture. So they can talk about the radio station. They can talk about the event. They can talk. Basically, we want them to build up that this oncoming date is a big thing. And the reason for it is because this is a big thing in society.
Excellent.
And the radio station backs that up.
Oh, yeah. We back it up.
Yeah.
Good. And if you need anything from us, like, you know, we can produce commercials that you can play audio-wise, whatever. With
okay, cool.
Matt's music underneath. Anything you need from us, we can do.
Cool.
Thanks for your time, man.
Oh, absolutely. And I will shoot an email off to Peter and try and explain to him what's going on.
That would be good, because I'm sure he's scratching his head wondering what's going on.
Right.
Hey, thanks a lot, man.
Okay, Shane.
Bye. Bye.
Who plied us with this alcohol?
Shane Bugley did.
Well, okay, exactly. I'm just asking.
Okay. Trace is going to throw some shit down.
Check.
In the live time. With the delay.
I need to find myself with nobody looking through the two-way walls of regret. Sense of that uninvited cast that awaits my stranded patience. I've isolated my anger into my salted stomach line of praising self-worth. Don't even know what it feels like to be on the edge of whatever table. This is all off of whatever I thought. So lose my... Give my take back or whatever you wanna call it. Guy from Chicago comes down and gives me a phone call. Don't even know what it feels like to feel like God. But I don't even know what it works yet for myself. My own feet walk in a straight line and think that I'm doing myself a favor by saving my money and living paycheck to paycheck. Losing all of my self-control and my consciousness as I lose all this. And the windows cave in and doors way start the alley. And I burned all my bridges and say bad things so I get dirty phone calls the next day. Make it all self-worth, self-worth, breakdown, breakdown, wow.
Up daisies, the great inside joke. We break windows like we break hearts over stars. The big boom slits my throat, Skype leaving me down, walking. The stairs all go in the same direction. Circumference of a half heartbeat letter. I'm looking at myself in the mirror, gas station bathroom, wondering what it feels like to feel. Guess you better guess on that one. Multiple choice called electric lines pulling over my head with the buzz of white noise and stars all pulling daisies. We meet up. One last bullet hole in the face I call mask. You can't cut throats with plastic forks. But the picnics, godsend, faces opening up and see what's inside.
Whoa. There it was. The Norman Bates Trace collab on the track 16 on the Ninth Cloud. Norman Bates is killing it. Norman, are you crunked?
Crunked.
Wait, say that again.
This is my crunk face. This is my crunk face. This is the face I use to go to the airport and the library and the doctor's office. I walk in and he's all, you gotta fill out this form. I'm all, fuck that, I'm crunked. I walk out.
Whoa. College radio tactics. I picked that up from Shane Bugby. I'll take credit for that. So rad.
And all fucking week, all week, I do that. He keeps going, dude. And then I don't want people to think we're college radio, man.
Every time
I'm like,
I
have no weed. I can't get high any other
way.
Every
5 minutes. Yeah. This is what Shane's. Yeah, exactly.
That's never cool.
It's my audio weed.
Yeah. Hey, Night Cloud, Radio Free Satan.
All right, that was Ninth Cloud. You heard Ryan McPherson. That's the kid who created Bum Fights. Whoa. Yeah, so that was the kid who... Sorry, I've been having a lot of technical difficulties this on this Three Ring Radio show. Probably the most I've had since I started doing Three Ring Radio a couple hundred years ago. Yeah, so that was Ryan McPherson from... He's the creator of Bum Fights, and I went out to Las Vegas about a year ago, April 20th of last year, and did like 12 hours of radio. We did three 24-hour shows with Ryan. Me and Ryan did that. And that was a rap band. Ninth Cloud came into the studio and did that, and I really liked that. So I said, fuck it, since I'm looking to fill a little time here today, because I'm tired, and my show's been totally destroyed. My Eric Cash interview's wiped out. I thought I would do that. Anyway, so yeah, big news. Satan's Rockin' 666 Eve, June 5th, Los Angeles, at Zen Sushi, and Black Fag will be playing. Society One is playing. We have a lot of girls showing up, just a ton of bitches. So, dudes, you should get out there. We got the Ramonas, Eric Cash, the interview from this week that didn't turn out. He'll be there. I'd like to say, you know, Familiar Anus is going to be there. It's some crazy name that Matt Zane can't pronounce, I can't pronounce. Only the educated folk on this station can pronounce it. I don't mean to say that me and Matt are not educated folk. It's just a fucked up Familiar Angel, I don't know what the fuck it is. But they're doing the suspension with Joey Strange, the guy who did the Ripley's Believe It or Not helicopter suspension 5 years before Chris Angel. We also have, and what I'm very excited about is Extreme Associates. Extreme Associates will be there. And that's very exciting to me. Not just because they're a porn company, but because they're troublemakers that are in trouble with the law, pushing the limits. And I seem to, that's really my political fetish, is I like people who are busted for creating and expressing themselves. It really upsets me that we can't express ourselves to the fullest without having some sort of government control on us. It's almost being like being a dog with a collar, a choker. You just pull it tight once in a while when we get a little too loud. Yeah, so I think I'm going to play another song for the great city of Los Angeles, which seems to be the spot where Satan is going to rise from the sewers and play a Dimebag Darrell, you know, play a Randy Rhoads guitar solo, and Dimebag Darrell will rise from the dead for one day. Something crazy, something metal will happen there. But it seems like a lot of Satan-style events are happening in L.A. on June 5th and June 6th. Of course, the Church of Satan will have the High Mass on the 6th, and we will be bringing that in on June 5th, 666 Eve. That's good stuff. I know you're probably, everyone out there may be sick of hearing me talk about this, but I'm very excited. It's also Radio Free Satan's 6th anniversary. Everyone who shows up at Zen Sushi, whether you're able to get in or not, I mean, if it sells out, still stop by Zen Sushi and ask for your free Radio Free Satan CD. You'll at least get that. Of course, while supplies last, but we'll have 5,000 of them there, and there's only 500 tickets that can be sold to Zen Sushi, so you should stop by and pick up your ticket. We'll also be premiering Might Is Right with the Peter Gilmore afterward, Amy's new magazine, Hellraiser Homemaker. That's I'm holding it in my hand right now. It's a really nice piece of work, and that'll be there. And also my new magazine, which is True Crime Warp Minds Book 1. And so you should stop by and pick up those new releases. We'll also have some other swag from Radio Free Satan t-shirts, Baphomet t-shirts, you know, some cool stuff. We'll be showing off black velvet paintings by Jack Malenbranch. He did the nice serial killer black velvets for me for the True Crime Warp Minds presentation. So we'll be showing those off. And I hope anyone in the area will stop out. And if you're not in the area, stop by the MySpace page, which is myspace.com/Radio Free Satan, and show some love or show some hate, but show. Post up. Say hello. Say you can't make it and you're bummed, or you're going to make it and you're stoked, but I want to hear from you, okay? All right, let's play some music, which I don't do too often.
City! City of Satan! Night.
Radio Free Satan wants you to join us June 5th in Los Angeles, California for Satan's Rockin' 666 Eve, featuring the evilest music, the most extreme porn stars, punk rock, serial killer art, suspension acts, bondage displays, and even members of the Church of Satan. Monday, June 5th, 8 p.m., ages 18 and over. Tickets are $9. This is all going down at Zen Sushi, 2609 Hyperion Avenue in Los Angeles, California. Go to RadioFreeSatan.com for more information on how to buy tickets, or check us out on MySpace at MySpace/RadioFreeSatan. And remember, each paid admission, it's a free Radio Free Satan 6th anniversary compilation CD, a free shot glass, courtesy of EvilNow.com, and a whole bunch more. Don't miss out, Los Angeles. June 5th, Satan's Rockin' 666 Eve.
Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law.
Hail Satan!
666. Oh, yeah. Say it with me. 666. It really is a metalhead's dream to be doing something with Radio Free Satan on 666 Eve. That's really cool. I'm waking up now that I played this song a little. Too bad the show's almost over, and I'm sure everyone's tuned out. But for those unlucky few that couldn't reach the turnoff switch, you get to still hear me. And I'm a little bit more awake here. But yeah, I'm really stoked about the 666 Rockin' Eve, more so for myself just having fun releasing a new magazine, a project with my wife, you know, me and her doing something together. And if you ever want to check out some stuff we do separate from this, go to crimeandcookies.com. We have 3 podcasts there that we do irregular, but we still do them, you know, when we have time and stuff, and it's sometimes interesting. So maybe if you're into podcasting, you know. So and you know, this whole 666 Eve event and the Radio Free Satan 6th anniversary party has spawned not only a compilation CD, but we're also doing a magazine, well, a newspaper. I mean, on top of the magazine I am personally putting out and the magazine Amy is personally putting out, we have the Radio Free Satan Adversary, and it's a newspaper. I'm printing up 25,000 of them, and they're free. And we're going to use it basically to promote the 666 Eve show. And we'll put that on up and down the West Coast, and we'll probably print another one around Halloween and give those away on the East Coast when we do our Halloween thing. We usually, when I say we, it's usually some sort of tour that I do, like True Crime Warped Minds or something like that. And we'll probably, you know, hit the East Coast because that's where we do our thing. Maybe Chiller Theater this year. Maybe we won't. Maybe we'll be in Austin, Texas. I'm dying to go down to visit the folks from Chaos Radio. And for anyone who doesn't know about Chaos Radio, well, that's like Radio Free Satan's sister station. And you should really go to chaos959.com and tune in. The great programming. And they do it live, and they're like a pirate radio station. I mean, they broadcast to Austin, Texas. They broadcast some replay, some stuff from Radio Free Satan, and they were recently raided by the police. Doors kicked in, dogs lost. Really, they could use all the listeners and support they can get right now. I'm sure Radio Free Satan is next. You know, I hope to talk to the Beer Princess, and she does a fine show on Radio Free Satan called Black Bedtime Stories. And yeah, they were raided. Her computer was taken. That's really fucked up. But as I wrote down in some sort of bulletin I posted on MySpace when it happened, this happens at the end, anytime there's a lame duck president in office, they always push for the lowest common denominator or the headlines. They're always going after, headlines. So they try to ban abortion like Bush is doing, and going after the arts, censorship, stuff like that. And, you know, Clinton and the Democrats are no better. You know, I don't like either of them. You know, they go after their own agenda and exploitive agenda, stuff that really doesn't matter, isn't helping, you know, isn't hurting. It just doesn't matter. It's just stuff that grabs headlines, so they do it. And going after Chaos Radio and the arts is the next frontier for those folks. This in the next year, I guess the next 2 years, we'll see a lot of the arts getting busted. But yeah, if anyone out there is interested in contributing to the Radio Free Satan Adversary, or if you're interested in being a DJ, you should get a hold of us. Email us, me or Matt Paradise. We're always interested in talent. We'd like to hear some demos. You know, if you're interested in being a DJ, please send us some audio on a CD that we can listen to. And we'd love to have you on the station, I'm sure. I mean, well, I guess I'm not sure we would love to have you in particular, but we'd love to have some fresh talent on the station. DJs come and go a lot of times. It's not as easy as folks think to come up with new and exciting records each week. But I have to say, the lineup we have now is probably the best lineup. It's really cool. I mean, I'm really digging my wife's show, of course, The Hour of Power. I mean, she's always odd is to say the least with Amy. But and we got Heavenly Devil. Great show. This week especially was a great. This last week was just a wonderful show. And who else do I love? Matt Paradise's show, of course. Metal for Life. You know, I love Heavy Metal Memories. Bill M. I listen to it. I used to listen to it a lot. I try to listen to it a lot less, just because I try to, whatever. Yeah, so let me think here. Radio Free Satan 666 Eve event. Boy, I should just cut the show early today because I don't have any topics written down. My show was destroyed. I'm doing this 12 hours after the deadline. My computer's had problems. But I think I will cut it short. I think I'm going to play a song after I'm done chatting here. Make sure to go to evilnow.com and just go to the front page. You'll see the three new books we have. That's Might is Right with Peter Gilmore afterward, Hellraiser Homemaker, Amy's new magazine, and mine, my new book, True Crime Warp Minds, book number one. Go there, check them out. If you're interested, buy them. And if you're coming out to L.A., for the 666 Eve event, stop by and you can look at them in person, fondle them, touch them, maybe even purchase one. And that's about it, kids. I hope to see you in Los Angeles June 5th at Zen Sushi. That's Los Angeles, June 5th, Zen Sushi, Satan's Rockin' 666 Eve with Society One, Black Fag, Familiarius Angulus, whatever the fuck, DJ Weasel, the Living Dead Girls of Headsick Pinups, Joey Strange and the Horse You Rode In On, Extreme Associates, Lizzie Borden and Rob Black, world famous Lizzie Borden and Rob Black are going to be there, the Ramonas and Eric Cash, and Lizzie Borden and Extreme Associates are going to be giving away giveaway bags, goodie bags to everyone that comes. I mean, we got, we have Scara from Female Addictions. She's doing goodie bags. So, I mean, you're going to get a free Radio Free Satan CD. You're going to get free porno. You're going to get free candles and incense. I mean, for $9, the ticket is only $9. And then you're going to get a bunch of bands. We have over 200 porn stars that have responded, RSVP'd, and said they want to show up. I mean, the place is going to be packed with poontang and sushi, so double sushi, okay? So, you know, you should really think about stopping out there. June 5th, Zen Sushi. I hope to see you out there. And next week, I hope to have my system fixed here in a I'll be a little better prepared. Okay? EvilNow.com for Hellraiser Homemaker. True Crime Warp Minds Book 1. Might is Right with the Peter Gilmore afterward. And don't forget, Satan's Rockin' 666 Eve. Zen Sushi in Los Angeles, June 5th. That's Monday, June 5th. As we ring in the 666 Satanic New Millennium.
Curse go back. back with double pain and lack. Curse, go back, curse, go back. Back with double fear and black. Silver arrow through the night. Silver arrow, take thy flight. Silver arrow, seek and find. Cursing heart and cursing mind.
An injury of the major vessels inside the chest, which caused a massive amount of blood loss, which probably resulted in his death.
John Lennon is dead. It's this time.
Former Beatle John Lennon is dead. Lennon said he was most affected by Elvis Presley.
Through the pain, shall I come back? Tell me, dude.
Former Beatle John Lennon is dead. Former Beatle John Lennon is dead.
John Lennon is dead. Is it this time? Is it this time?
Former Beatle John Lennon is dead.
Not so uncertain. The world's a stage and each must play a part.
Approximately 10:30 this evening, John Lennon and his wife exited either a car or a taxi cab and walked into the Dakota Hotel where they lived. They were followed in by at least one youth who opened fire on him and shot him several times. One man was arrested, and John Lennon was taken to the hospital. And later on, I found out he was just kind of dead.
I had no cause to die.
John Lennon is dead at this time.
There was a significant injury of the major vessels inside the chest.
Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome?
Former Beatle John Lennon is dead.
Is your heart still the same? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome?
Former Beatle John Lennon is dead.
Lennon said he was most affected by Elvis Presley.
It's audio raping, you know. But
I feel so violated.
Oh man, I love it.
Hey. Yeah, I've heard about you for a while.
Well, what have you heard?
Yeah, the normal shit. Last interviews, all the good stuff. Hope this won't be my last.
It might be.
I hope not.
Don't be shy on me. Ask you here some questions. Don't blow the last lap. Stupid fuck. Don't blow this last lap. Fuck.
The same country that was founded on burning flags is trying to make rules against it.
Yeah, well, you know, again, it's like a flag is a piece of cloth.
I know.
And to consider it more than that is just grotesque.
I really love this man, Shane. He's wonderful.
I really need you to do some media for me.
All right, fine. No problem.
Yeah? There's like a 1% of people that are worth living in this country. I'm really angry because I don't think these fucks will do a goddamn thing until their Big Macs are taken away or their cigarettes or their alcohol. They just, you know, when I started doing what I do and put out books that were bricks to the head of people who really I thought needed it, but, you know, most people's heads are so dense that the bricks aren't going to help. Right, they don't. You're right. It's the way of the world. It's the stratification of our species. And most people are sheep, and they're going to be led around.
Shane just locked himself out.
He didn't even
want to
be a part of this.
No, I can't blame him,
though. It's a slave state. And I don't care how much fucking money you make. You end up spending it on bigger and better things, and you're still stressed out over money.
Leather freak, stay away from me. Leather freak, leather freak, stay away from me. I've been up all night long. I've been singing my own song. Leather freak, oh leather freak, just stay away from me. Over there, what you up to? You over there, you over there, what you up to? You've been standing there all night, so uptight and so cool. Cause you came here tonight, I think you're just a fool.
American.
I am American.
I'm an American.
I'm an American.
So am I.
I am
an American.
I am American human.
I am on American.
I am an American.
I am an American.
I am an American.
I am a American.
I am an American citizen.
I'm an American.
I am an American.
I'm an American.
I'm American!
I'm an American!
I am an American.
Piece of shit. I'm a piece of shit. I'm a piece of shit. I'm a piece of shit. Piece of shit. I'm a piece of shit. I'm a piece of shit. I'm a piece of shit.